Good morning, everyone. The title of my talk is Correlates of Drug Use and Driving Among Undergraduate College Students. And I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Christine Kahn, Hassan Salaheen, Kevin Borup, and Stephen Rogers. And we have no conflict to disclose. The prevalence of drug driving among persons older than 26 has been estimated to be 2.9%. Among younger people ages 18 to 25, it's been estimated to be 12.8%. And I think it's clear and well known that drugs, both illegal and prescription, can and often do impair driving. And among the drugs that are used include marijuana, stimulants, opiates, and benzodiazepines. The purpose of our study was to correlate drug driving among college-age students in the context of their academic and social activities. We received IRB approval from Connecticut Children's and the University of Connecticut. The survey was an anonymous, confidential, 24-question, pencil-and-pen written survey. It was administered to undergraduate students attending a large New England Public University, otherwise known as the University of Connecticut, during the academic years 2010 and 2011. The current enrollment at the University of Connecticut is 22,000 undergraduate students. The students were recruited and completed this paper and pencil survey in core courses required to graduate. The survey data included demographic information, including age, sex, race, ethnicity. It included college status, the year that they were in college, the major, the GPA. We asked about housing, whether they lived on or off campus. We asked about their hometown residence. We asked about lifestyles. We asked about the number of roommates, the number of close friends, whether or not they participated in sororities or fraternities, Greek life, athletics, honors program, and whether or not they had a faculty confidant. We also asked in our survey about the amount of time spent in activities, studying, sleeping, socializing, watching TV, using video. We asked about the importance of activities, academics, parties, arts, community service, athletics, and religion. And we also asked about regular illegal drug use in high school and in college, both their own personal use and those of the best friend. For the survey, a drug was defined as an illegal drug or prescription medication that they did not have a prescription for, or that they did not have directions to use by a doctor or pharmacist. Regular drug use was defined as using at least once per week. We also asked about attitudes regarding driving impairment after substance abuse, if they thought after drinking and then driving they were impaired. We asked about marijuana, depressants, dissociative anesthetics, hallucinogens, opioids, and morphine derivatives, stimulants, and other compounds. We also asked recent history within the last 3 months of motor vehicle use immediately following substance use, both as a driver and also as a passenger. Our data analysis included descriptive statistics, chi-square test, compared motor vehicle use as a driver and passenger immediately following drug use, logistic regression with drug driving as a dependent variable. Odds ratios and confidence intervals were calculated for potential explanatory variables. And here are our results. 444 of 675 students completed the survey, which equaled a 66% participation rate. The mean age of the respondents was 19.4 years. 51% were male, 75% white, 8% Hispanic. 53% of the respondent students reported that their hometown was suburban, 35% rural, and 11% urban. 44% were freshmen, 29% sophomore, 15% junior, 9% senior. The students reported that 56% of the students reported that they had a GPA less than 3.3. 43% reported a GPA between 3.3 and 4. 93% of the student respondents reported having a valid United States driver's license. 37% had access to a car at school. 77% reported living on campus. And the average student reported having a one roommate and four close friends. This chart shows the median hours spent in a variety of different activities. Sleep was reported as 7 hours. Studying, 3 hours daily. Socializing, 3 hours. Watching TV, video, 3 hours. Exercising, 2 hours. And participating in student organizations, 1 hour. This chart shows important activities. Luckily, 99% of the students said that academics was important. 69% reported athletics was important. 61% reported community service important. 46% reported arts were important. 43% reported that parties were important. And 41% reported that religion was important. 14% of the student respondents reported using regular illegal drugs as a high school student. 36% reported that their best friend in high school was a regular illegal drug user. And 34% of the respondents reported that their best friends in college were regular illegal drug users. Not shown, but very importantly, 18% of students disagreed that marijuana impairs driving. 17% disagreed that stimulants impair driving. 11% disagreed that depressants impair driving. 8% disagreed that hallucinogens impair driving. And 7% disagreed that alcohol impairs driving. In this chart, we see that 23% of the students reported driving immediately after using only alcohol. 22% reported driving after using only drugs. And 12% reported driving after using both alcohol and drugs. Those are the red bars. And in the blue bars, in comparison, this shows passengers. 41% of students reported being a passenger in a car whose driver used alcohol. 37% reported being a passenger whose driver used drugs only. And 26% reported being a passenger whose driver used both alcohol and drugs. This busy table shows those variables associated with driving after alcohol only. That's the first column. Only drugs or both. Those variables that are statistically significant are in bold, with either one asterisk showing P less than 0.05 or two asterisks, P less than 0.01. So students older than 21 years is associated with driving after using only alcohol, 47 versus 19%. And both alcohol and drugs, 20 versus 10%. Being male is associated with driving after using only alcohol, 27 versus 19%, and using only drugs, 30 versus 14%. Students living off campus is associated with driving after using only alcohol, 51 versus 16%, using only drugs, 34 versus 19, or using both, 24 versus 8. Students reporting parties are important is associated with driving after using only alcohol, 34 versus 15, using only drugs, 33 versus 14, using both, 20 versus 5%. Students reporting arts that are not important is associated with driving after using only alcohol, 29 versus 17%. Students reporting that community service is not important is associated with driving after using only alcohol, 31 versus 18%, using only drugs, 28 versus 18, and using both, 16 versus 9. Students reporting that religion is not important was associated with only drugs, 28 versus 14. Students reporting high school use, drug use in high school was associated with all three, as you can see, only alcohol, only drugs on both. Students reporting that their best friends in high school used drugs was associated with all three activities. And students reporting best friends in college using drugs was associated with only alcohol, only drugs involved. Here now we focus, same sort of table, but now focusing on those students who got into a motor vehicle as a passenger, whose driver was impaired using either only drugs, the first column, only alcohol, only drugs, or both. Again, those that are statistically significant are in bold with asterisks for p-values. As you can see, the older drivers, older than 21, was associated with only alcohol. Being male, only drugs. Living off campus was associated with all three activities. Those students reporting that parties were not important, parties important, was associated with all three. Arts not important was associated with only drugs. Those students reporting that community service was not important was associated with only alcohol as a passenger. Religion not important was associated with only drugs. And again, the bottom three rows using reporting high school drug use was associated with all three of those activities. Best friends in high school using drugs associated with all three activities, and best friends in college using all three activities. And finally, here are the results of a logistic regression analysis that identified the factors associated with driving, again using alcohol only, drugs only, or both. Students reported who reported using drugs in high school were 9.5 times more likely to drive after using drugs only, and 6.1 times more likely to drive after using both alcohol and drugs in college. Also, students who reported that their best friends in college use drugs are 6.2 times more likely to drive after using drugs only, and 4.4 times more likely to drive after using both alcohol and drugs. And here's a similar chart that focuses again now on the passenger. Again, it's formatted the same way. Students who reported using drugs in high school were four times more likely to be a passenger after the driver used drugs only, and 2.8 times more likely to be a passenger after a driver using both alcohol and drugs in college. And finally, students who reported that their best friends in college used drugs are 4.4 times more likely to be a passenger after the driver used drugs only, and three times more likely to be a passenger after the driver used both alcohol and drugs in college. So in our study, a sizable subgroup of undergraduate college students disagreed that substances such as alcohol and marijuana do not impair driving, and reported motor vehicle use as a driver and a passenger immediately following drug use. This driving and riding behavior was more likely among males, those having access to a car, living off campus, those reporting parties are important, religion not important, and those having best friends use drugs regularly in high school and college. Drug riding and driving is hazardous because drugs acting on the central nervous system can alter perception, cognition, attention, balance, coordination, reaction time, and other faculties required for safe driving. The effects of specific drugs of abuse differ depending on their mechanisms of action, the amount consumed, the history of the user, and other factors. Our study is consistent with other studies that report that driving after marijuana use is almost as common as driving after alcohol in youth, and college students perceive driving after marijuana use as more acceptable to peers and the negative consequences as less likely than driving after alcohol use. Our study was limited to a survey of students at one large public university in one New England state. students at this institution may not be representative of the U.S. undergraduate student population. Another limitation was self-report bias. Students may have underreported the severity or frequency of drink and drug driving in order to minimize their problems. Our 66% survey participation rate was reasonable. However, those choosing not to complete the survey may have done so because of concerns about reporting illegal and unsafe behavior, and this may have led to an underrepresentation of alcohol and drug use using students among the respondents. Through a multi-pronged and concerted effort involving many people and stakeholders, including educators, media, legislators, law enforcement, and advocacy groups such as Mothers Against Drunk Driving, our country has seen a decline in the numbers of people killed or injured as a result of drunk driving. It is long past time that we recognize and address similar dangers that can occur with drug driving. The frequency of reported drug use and driving among subgroups of undergraduate college students indicate that continued substance abuse education, prevention, law enforcement efforts are critical to public health and safety. We identified in this study subgroups of students at risk for drug driving in order to guide the design and implementation of traffic safety activities. Actions to prevent first and repeated exposures to alcohol and drug use are important in preventing drug driving under the influence among college students and should be individually directed at specific populations. Programs must also aim to prevent students from riding as a passenger in a car with a drunk or drug driver, and improved safety on college campuses cannot be achieved by traffic policy alone, and thus health and social policy changes need to be integrated as well. Thank you.